This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are now into hour number two on this Sunday edition. I've actually got good cheer about all this. That's why I kind of laugh and giggle about it all. I don't think this is funny, folks, but I'm not going to start crying here on television and the radio in front of millions of people. Okay, here's just an example. And I noticed that this is how the left operates. When I was getting deplatformed 3 years ago, they would go, "You're not being deplatformed. No one's censoring you." Because back then, censorship was un-American and nobody does that. I'm like, I'm told I'm being deplatformed. We actually got documents from Google, leaked by Google, high-level folks who thought it was wrong, that Mike Cernovich gave us. And they're like, Jones claims he's being called a thing called deplatform. That was 3.5 years ago. Now, everybody knows that term. Well, I noticed they passed laws in Germany that they could prosecute people 3 months ago. It passed if Germans complained and the German thought police, whoever that is, say it's bad. So I'm like, gee, I wonder how they're going to enforce that. Well, we covered the story. Then, pop, it pops up. Just like they've got a piece of in the bill, in the infrastructure bill. Oh, it's infrastructure, all right, of evil. That says if you lie about a health official, you can be arrested. Oh, we had libel laws. No. It's like, they say it's a lie. You get arrested. Well, Germany's basically where we're going, or Australia, where they come. You see the footage in Australia where you criticize these people, they come arrest you. And it's pure intimidation. They think you're like they are. And so they think you'll bow to this. I know you're not going to do it. I know your heart's just like mine. That's what scumbags haven't figured out. But Jack Posobiec, Navy veteran, great guy, great sources, and he put a tweet out that he got notified today by Twitter that the German government's looking at. Now, I get average Americans will hear this thing, that's insane. No, this is, they've got the UN investigating our border policy right now. They've got the UN investigating our police. That's what this is. That's what globalism is. Is your government opening you up to outside authoritarian attacks? So here he says, at the top of the tweet, he says, Jack Posobiec, okay, Germany. Okay, Germany, I hear you're calling. I get your message. I better bow. Twitter, he says, hello. Twitter is required by German law to provide notice to users who are reported by people from Germany via the Network Enforcement Act reporting flow. Sounds like a space alien wrote it. We have received a complaint regarding your account at Jack Posobiec for the following content. Tweet 14236739830824181777. Okay. Now here's the offending text. And I mean, this is like 2 + 2 = 4. So Lynch is being tortured to death because he secretly said it in his sleep. You know, Winston said freedom is 2 + 2 = 4 in his sleep. He wakes up in 1984 and says, did I just say that to the telescreen here? And a month later, he's being tortured to death, and they go, yeah, we heard it. So what did they see that he said? Drum roll, please. Here is the tweet, the thought crime. We are tearing down the conditioning of the anti-human agenda, and we will win. Oh, I might have heard that before. We are tearing down the conditioning of the anti-human agenda, and we will win. I almost just want to just replay that for forever. Just quit the show, and just that's what we say. Like, imagine the future, we're defeating them, and probably a conflict. Our tanks are moving in on their final headquarters, like Hitler in the bunker. And it's like, we're going to hear, like, we are tearing down the conditioning of the anti-human agenda, and we will win. This is our creed. And the German police, that goes, no. I mean, it's like the New York Times said. They were shouting, we want freedom, and other terrorist slogans. Remember that last week? It says they have investigated the reported content and have found that it is not subject to removal under the Twitter rules or German law. Accordingly, we have not taken any action as a result of the specific report. Sincerely, we're just threatening your ass. That's the level. You can't say, I am pro-human. I got a heart. I got red blood. I love life. No!
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We're now into hour number two. Evil is always going to make a run at good. And it always builds up in secret and prepares all its spies and minions and then sends out its probes. And if it doesn't find any opposition, it escalates the attack. And then if you push it back, it will launch a full assault and try to take over, which it's doing right now. It'd rather take over all sneakily, but globally you see a big ham fisted out in the open. Pedophilia's good. World government's good. Unapproved inoculations are good. Censorship's good. Mass starvation in the third world from the lockdowns is good. This is real desperation, death throw stuff. I'd use the analogy of Blade Runner, the original with Harrison Ford, when he shoots Pris, and when she realizes she's dying, she's like, wah! I mean, that's what's going on right now. The question is, how many of us are they going to drag in the hole with them, and with all these nuclear weapons and bioweapons? These globalists may release them just to take us down with them. So we're not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. We're in some deep crap. But they are getting their ass handed to them. We're just too powerful. The lust for freedom, and lust isn't a good word in the Bible, but it's a good word to me. I'm just saying there's a desire for freedom. I desire freedom more than I desire the most beautiful woman you can imagine. It's first and foremost, it's my goddess. And I'm not some occultic goddess worshiper. I do like the things God's created, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, there's a North Star I'm following. It's freedom. And it sure as hell isn't subserving my will over a bunch of degenerate nobodies. I'll burn in hell before I do that. See, there's my flesh saying that. No, Lord, please help me. No, I don't want to burn in hell before I do that. I love you, Jesus. Help me. The point is, I will not bow to these people. I bow to God immediately because God is incredible, and I've seen it. I will not bow to these lesser people. Never! Never going to happen. So, let's get into the big news here. Joe Rogan is a smart guy, and he overthinks things. I've known Joe Rogan 23 years now. Met him in 1998, was friends with him by 1999, spent a lot of time with Joe. And Joe has a big heart. And he's been world champions at everything he's done, commentating and at Taekwondo and at comedy and at podcasting. He's been number one in everything. And I spent a lot of time trying to wake Joe up, and he's a good guy, but he had to wake up on his own. And I told you he'd start hitting on all cylinders, and he has. And not because I told him stuff or showed him stuff. He projects his own decency, because Joe's a good guy, out of the world. And now the evidence is completely overwhelming, and Joe Rogan is a microcosm of every person out there that knows what's going on but just can't believe it's this crazy. And so let's get into it right now. Joe came out on, Thursday, did a big hit podcast where he simply reported the scientific facts. We'll play a clip in a moment. That the majority of people around the world getting sick have been inoculated. That's in the mainstream news, not debated. Hell, it's 95% of those in Israel, 99% in Australia, 90-plus percent in places like Gibraltar, and the list goes on and on, Iceland. And he said, look at this study that shows that you can have people that have been inoculated with a vaccine that then slough a more deadly virus. And the media didn't attack what Joe said. I noticed they created straw men off of something else and said he was wrong. But I want to play the clip, and I want to show you just a small snapshot. This is a small snapshot. I've got like 50 articles. I'm going to show you 10. From prestigious organizations saying exactly what Joe said, but the system knows what he said is true. They are simply hoping you don't look at the information. So here's what he had to say a few days ago on his podcast.
Vaccination can enhance the transmission of highly virulent pathogens.
Right.
So this is a scientific paper from 2015 that shows that this is what an important quote. Vaccines that keep the host alive but still allow transmission can thus allow virulent strains to circulate in a population. So vaccines that don't kill the virus, vaccines that allow people, like this is one of the things we're finding out about what they're calling breakthrough cases.
Right.
So people who are vaccinated can still get COVID and they can still transmit COVID. Mm-hmm. This recently happened at the Comedy Store. A vaccinated comedian gave some of them vaccinated, some of them not. That situation where the vaccine just kind of protects you from serious damage,
right?
But it protects you from really being like badly hospitalized or death, but doesn't stop you from getting the virus, can possibly lead to more potent viruses. So these people that are saying, oh, it's these unvaccinated people that are responsible for the variants. Well, there's actually scientific papers that point to the very sort of environment that we're creating by having so many people vaccinated with a vaccine that doesn't kill off the virus. It actually can lead to more potent viruses. Try finding that story anywhere. Other than doctors, I'm getting PhDs sending me these things. Guys who won't speak about it publicly because they're worried about the blowback. People who are physicians, people who are even epidemiologists, even people that deal with diseases and viruses, they're concerned. And they don't want to talk about it publicly because people call them anti-vaxxers.
Oh, yeah.
It's really wild out there.
Oh, it's wild
So Joe's really good at going along with their language but getting this stuff front and center and countering the lies. Now, you notice he said the part about, well, you know, you take the shot, it protects you from really serious illness. He's even going along with that current BS. In a month, he'll be exposing it, I would imagine. He didn't tell me that. I can just see the train of thought here. This just doesn't. The evidence shows it makes it worse. The most people in hospital have taken the shot. Most of the folks dying have taken the shot. That's a Fauci lie that, it doesn't work, but it keeps you from getting really sick. That doesn't matter. Here are the actual documents, okay? So here's Joe Rogan, blast racist vaccine passports. This is the majority of folks not taking it are black. And exposes breakthrough cases. COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus mutations. NPR, and that's from months ago. And it's everything Joe said and more. They're not even hiding this. Okay? Joe's vindicated right there. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus, Associated Press says the Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine caused massive polio outbreaks worldwide. Okay? Boom. It goes in the body, it mutates, and then it goes even more deadly. UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine. ABC News. Okay. Here's the UN report right here. Immunization agenda 2030 from a global strategy to leave no one behind from the UN. And it admits right here, vaccine-delivered polio viruses are the majority of the illnesses worldwide. It's all right here, right there. Vaccine-delivered polio outbreaks. There it is. Okay, that's the damn report. Lancet, one of the most prestigious in the world, SARS-CoV-2 evolution and vaccines cause for concern, and it says, yes, they're the main cause, and they predicted this would happen. The secret ingredient for stronger vaccines. It's in all that from Gabby. Another big study. Bombshell. Nobel Prize winner reveals COVID vaccines creating variants. Predicted that back in May, and now it's all happened. Vaccinated people with breakthrough infections can spread the Delta variant, CDC says, NPR. I mean, let's just get this out in the open. They're not even hiding it. They give you the fine print. They admit it's all going on, and then they go, oh, but it's not true when you actually point out the fine print. COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus, NPR. So Joe Rogan's right. Stick it up your globalist ass. We're going to come back. We need Joe's courage can be contagious. That's how we beat the New World Order, is saying, I'm done with you people. Just like the main medical union in Germany just came out and said the vaccines are killing 30 to 40% of the people in Germany. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My brain is storming so fast, I can hardly do this show. It's like I should be sitting down writing all this down, but I know you're all going through this too. This is getting so clear what's happening. So crazy. The globalists released a bioweapon from the Wuhan lab that they controlled that simply showed up in their machines so they could then give us a vaccine that was poison. And we figured that out back then, that they'd done the similar test before and knew that if you created a vaccine for this basically harmless thing, that vaccine would kill you. And then they got the whole medical system to basically sign on to it, but they didn't sign on to it. The vast majority of scientists came out and said, this doesn't make sense. This has been tried before. What are you doing? But see, when it causes all the deaths, they then say the unvaccinated did it, which we said a year and a half ago. It's not like I'm just saying this now. Plus, the data shows that now. We said it a year and a half ago. We predicted it 20 years ago. Then it happens. It's exactly what we predicted. And they just think you're ignorant. And what did Christ say? My people perish for lack of knowledge. And I'm going to butcher this verse out of the Bible. Maybe the crew can pull it up. These are the times for Bible verses. If my people humble themselves and seek my face and repent, I will heal them. I will heal their land. But you got to say, hey, I'm wrong. I want to change. I'm just as bad as all of you folks. I mean, I've got to constantly control myself not to attack people because I know it's God's plan to do that, and God's going to carry that out. There's the quote, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, how powerful the second Chronicles 7:14. Because if you understand that, you understand everything in the universe. Put it back up for me, please. If my people, the people that love justice and goodness, who want to be good, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and stop playing God and pray, make a connection to me, and seek me, it says it right there, pray, seek me, connect, and turn from their wicked ways. God knows you're not perfect. God made you. Said King David was a man of his own heart. That's what God's like. Killing his best buddy, having sex with his wife. Damn, God made us. God's got passion. Look, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Because there's an open channel. And will forgive their sin. Now here's the most important part. And will heal their land. God, when you repent, God begins to just shut down these devils and destroy them. Just like that. But you've got to recognize you're not in charge, recognize you're failed, call out, make the connection, and then God wipes these people out. You want to call in the air cover. You want to call down the fire like Elijah. You got to do it. And there's one thing God hates, and that's cowards. You got to stop caring what people think about you, and you got to stop caring what the globalists do to you, because you better be worried about the fact that they're going to get your soul. And if you think this life means anything, it means nothing. This is 10 seconds in the rest of eternity. This isn't a fly on the ass of the universe. This is nothing. So all these people that cheated God and cheated themselves and did all this evil stuff, I mean, they're malfunctioning cancers. These people don't even rate. I remember when I got invited to Hollywood and all the top, they tried to seduce me. And I was like, this don't feel good. You couldn't pay me to be part of this. But imagine going to a Barack Obama party or going to a Chuck Schumer party or going to any of these, a Bill Clinton party. And those are the most empty nobodies in the world. But you just pull off the side of the highway at some old black church, some old white church, some old Hispanic church, doesn't matter, where real people are, and you just feel like you're on fire. You feel satisfied. You feel real. Everything they claim they are, they don't have nothing. Zero. These people have no power. They're the failures. They weren't connected to God. That's why they go against God's plan. So I say stop worshiping these damn people. And stop bowing down to them. And stop worrying what happens to this stupid-ass body. You're going to lose this thing. Stop loving this damn flesh and giving it all your power and worrying about it and dumping potions on it and petting it all day. You should take care of your body because it's God's temple. But if you lose your body in the service against evil, that is a blessing. I mean, look at these people. Bowing down because they love black people. When those very Democrats set up the whole system to take over the black church and the black community and put their ass in prison. All right, I said I'd cover the news, and I said I'd cover this big German news, and I will cover it when we come back in the next segment. And I got a bunch of clips the guys were telling me about them. We got the CDC director saying the vaccine doesn't protect you just today. God, talk about a rope-a-dope. We knew that was coming. And now they just point-blank said it because this is a war on logic. And then we've got Fauci. I mentioned earlier they found the clip. It wasn't in the tweet, but they found the clip where he said, yeah, the forced inoculations are coming. That's coming up. And we'll hit a lot of other stuff. And I'll just say this right now. If I had two or three times the funding we've got, I could have done a lot more. And I'm not bitching. I know our audience is amazing. You've done great things supporting us. But I am completely all in. I mean, I'm trying right now to sell my house to put it into the fight, which is not even a hard decision to make. I mean, you got the whole damn thing coming in on your ass. And it, I mean, everything's in. It's all in. All in. All in, ladies and gentlemen. So just go to MyPillow.com and get shoes or get beds or get sheets or get pillows or get towels. And they're great and they're quality. They're made in America and hires Americans. And they're really low cost. And then we get a percentage of it to fund our operation. MyPillow.com, Alex. It's the same deal you get at Frank's Speech, all of it. And just support us. That took us from the red to the black. MyPillow.com, Alex. Promo code. And then go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a Save the Frogs t-shirt at InfoWars.com. It'll cause a conversation. How do I save the frogs? Get a Trump 1 2020 shirt to cause conversations. Get vitamin C. Get vitamin D3. Get X2 before it sells out. Get the products. Fund the operation. My God. I mean, the great thing about this is the globalists have trillions of dollars. They can't beat us. And then I scrounge around and get millions, and we're giving them a real defense. We're fighting them super hard. We are very close to beating them with that tiny amount of money. So thank you for your support. You've changed the world. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. But get in there and support us, because there's nowhere you can spend money that has a bigger effect on the fight against evil. There's not one damn place you can do it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich.
What are they going to do when all the scientists, all the experts come out and admit it was mass murder? Where are Bill Gates and the globalists going to go? They think when they abuse us this big, this bad, this evil, too evil to fail, that somehow we'll rationalize it and they'll be protected. They wanted to hurt us. They wanted to rape us. They wanted to depopulate us. They wanted to poison us. And they've done it just like the secret Tuskegee experiments that weren't just the poor black people in Alabama, 20,000 of them injected with syphilis, but people all over the world. And the same groups done it on a mass scale. They think too satanic to fail. Well, it will fail. So that's the name of the full show today. The full show broadcast, Germany's top medical society comes out and says 30 to 40% of the dead are from the vaccinated. Sunday Live, Germany's largest pathology union, warns COVID vaccines are accounting for 30 or 40% of Germany's dead. Who are pathologists? People that know what kills you, whether it's lung cancer or heart attacks or whether it's other cancer or whether you were stabbed to death or run over or whether you were poisoned. That's what pathology is, the path of the human body. And it's in a major, major scientific reports. It's in major journals. Yeah, put that back on screen. It's one of the biggest newspapers in Germany. There it is, pathology, the study of causes of effects of disease and injury. So, and the police want to know, what did you get poisoned with? What did she get shot with? What happened to them? They send it to a pathologist. So if you want to know what's killing people, you go to a pathologist. Who would know if the vaccines were killing people? It would be a pathologist, a coroner, a medical examiner. Those are names we have for people by law that work for the county or the city or the state or the federal government who we want to know what happened, because it's important if somebody's running around poisoning people to death. It was important back in Shakespeare or Julius Caesar's day before him. It was important back in Christ's day. It was important in Genghis Khan's day. And it's important in our day right now. So, one of the major regional German newspapers, and you start reading the article because people don't want to get in trouble. When you start reading the English translation, it's like, okay, hey, we're doctors, we're scientists, we're not attacking anything. We just want to ask this question and we're allowed to. And then you read deeper. There's a bunch of German articles. And I went and made sure and translated it out of German back into English on the sites. And I already know all this, but it's scarier than hell to have one of the leading pathologists in Germany who's done his own study of a bunch of dead bodies found the same number, 30 to 40% dead. Of the dead bodies, 30, 40% of the bodies they're now autopsying died of the vaccine, they believe. But then, oh, don't worry, though. Where's my book at? What did I do with mine? Oh, here it is. Where'd my eco-science book go? Did I remove it? Oh, it's right here. Look at this. But don't worry, who's in the article? They've got the John P. Holdren Institution saying, with no evidence, it's not true, when he wrote the science book on depopulation, poison vaccines, poison fluoride, and everything else. I mean, Paul Ehrlich's the famous eugenicist, just killed most of the people. His plan finally got adopted. Paul Ehrlich, John P. Holdren. So, let's go over it. German chief pathologist sounds alarm on fatal vaccine injuries. The regional daily Augsburger Allgemein reported Schremacher assumed that the 30 to 40% of them died from the vaccination. In his opinion, the frequency of fatal consequences of vaccinations is underestimated. A politically explosive statement in times when the vaccination campaign is losing momentum, the Delta variant is spreading rapidly, and restrictions on non-vaccinated people are being discussed. The Merkel administration quickly moved to respond to the politically explosive, close quote, statement from Heidelberg According to the German press agency, DPA, the Paul Ehrlich Institute announced that the scientist's statements were incomprehensible. The chancellor's lackey, senior German immunologist Thomas Mertens, dismissed the findings right away. I don't know of any data that would allow a justifiable statement. Well, guess you didn't know about your ass, your hands then, to be made where I'm not assuming an unreported number. So, well, what does that mean? I know nothing. I know nothing. Got to be in Hogan's Heroes. The pathologist, however, received support from his own ranks. The Federal Association of German Pathologists stated that more autopsies of vaccinated people who die within a certain time frame and after vaccination should be performed. They went on to say they're seeing higher death rates from the vaccinated. The head of the autopsy working group in the association wanted to make general practitioners and health authorities aware of this. Oh, don't do that. In other words, the doctors and the patients who die within a few days or weeks of the vaccination should apply for an autopsy in case of doubt. They don't want surveillance of the death. Hell, we've had reporters on that were told, don't cover the death. And the health authorities, they wanted to say, should take action. The Federal Association of Pathologists has already requested this in March in a letter to the health ministry, Jens Spahn, of the CDU, but it went unanswered. So they were in March saying, hey, we got a lot of deaths here. It looks like it's caused by this. We need to really look at this. Oh, meet silence, because they don't want to admit their guilt. Schumacher's warning could be, of course, ruin a multi-digit long-term billion-dollar business for various pharmaceutical companies. The scientist himself is already leading an autopsy project on people who have died from COVID-19, which is subsidized by the state. He himself has expended and expanded the focus and also autopsied more than 40 deceased vaccinated people. Even if his results are only a snapshot, it is a dramatic one of the 30 to 40% died from the vaccination itself. The pathologist cited rare severe side effects of the vaccination, such as cerebral vein thrombosis, which everyone else is saying, or autoimmune diseases, which is in the literature, what everyone is saying. It's like if I hold up this phone and say, what color is it? You know, it's black. Everyone looks at it and goes, yeah, that's black. Or what colors? It's like, what color is this cup? White. I mean, this is happening. And it just goes on to say, the Paul Ehrlich Institute, though, says there's no evidence. They don't give any evidence. Oh, Paul Ehrlich, let me show you evidence. He wrote a book, How We Should Kill Everybody. See right there? With John P. Holden. So it's like, you know, somebody writes a book saying, let's go kill all the black people, and then black people are being killed, and then the group goes, no blacks are being killed, and it's like the very group saying it. See, I mean, this is ridiculous. But the average person doesn't know that. And it goes on to other reporting agencies showing similar death numbers. Like, the autopsies they're doing, they're like, what's happened? The organs have been eaten. It's them. It's these jerks. They came up with this. Look at Ehrlich. Look at your enemy. Know who they are. It's funny to them. Nazis 2.0. We'll be back with the final segment of Sunday Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers, all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale. Of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week. So please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. We got a special Sunday Live coming up with the widower, the husband of Ashley Babbitt. So look for that coming up here in about 13 minutes when this hour ends. It's going to be Sunday Live tonight. You'll want to definitely tune in for that. And hopefully spread that link to your friends and family and neighbors, because that's how we have victory. All right. I'm glad that the boom operator mentioned this to me, because it's something I've forgotten to cover today. When I said last week, and I'm not hedging my bets because I was clear then, that Obama, also known as O'Biden, which is Biden's his puppet, so that Freudian slip was actually real, but it's I don't say Biden, I say Obama, that when the president who stole it by fraud has his way, they are fully intending to never have real elections in this country again. Now, their domestic security force of spies and contact tracers. And they do have an emergency alert system thing for the 11th when Mike Lindell starts putting out his evidence of election fraud. And I'm not saying that's why they're doing it. And I'm not saying for sure Biden will do it then. But maybe they're trying to find out who the leakers are. But they're in the White House meetings drawing up the plans. And I didn't just believe Jack Posobiec, who's got great sources. I made some calls and said, yeah, we're being told big national emergency announcement on the 11th or near to that. And I said what I announced it last week. They may not do it, but definitely they're gearing up for it, and they have this FEMA emergency alert. So I'm going to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for the Mike Lindell event, broadcasting live from there, because it is very important, and he has a $5 million prize, and they do have a lot of evidence. So we're going to be there, so be sure and tune in this week for all of that. But let's talk about this. I got sent this by Eddie Bravo, and I went and checked it. It's a true video. And it's a lady asking, why are there dozens of websites? I probably can't play the whole long video. She shows dozens of websites saying that there's 233 hospitalized from COVID in this country and that country and this country and that country. And it came out actually more than a decade ago. The CIA and private corporations have computer bots that you load in the info you want said, then it rewrites it, puts a fake name on it, and then repeats it. The only problem is then it has trouble portioning the name out to each country, so somebody's got to hand load that in, but they don't care because they think you're dumb. They don't think you're in Indonesia, you're in Mexico, you're going to be reading the same newspaper. But whether you're in Russia or whether you're in the U.S. or wherever, they've got millions of fake news websites. I mean, it came out 4 years ago, 5 years ago in the last election, that Paramount Pictures and others spent hundreds of millions on fake sites. And you see how you'll see the exact same tweet with different people's names on it thousands of times. Or you'll see the videos with dozens of nightly news reports all saying the exact same thing. That's just an example of this. So people are thinking it's some Masonic 233 thing, 322, whatever. That's not what it is, in my view. It's that it's a bot putting out the fake news, which you can check it's not true, on all these big sites because they don't want to hire humans anymore because humans have to be managed. Because humans ask questions. So 233, is it a Masonic message? No, I'm not defending any corrupt Masons. I'm saying it's a bot that's loaded that doesn't care and thinks you're stupid and doesn't think you're looking at Australia versus Germany. Here it is.
Can someone explain to me why this number is showing up in like 17 different articles from around the world? This is from Shepparton News, Australia. This is from Kentucky.
233.
Hawaii.
See, you can gaslight this all day. It's not going to work. People see this stuff.
Let's see. Iowa?
Because it's fake BS, sweetheart.
From the Gazette, California News.
Good job, though, lady. You got to hire as a reporter. 233.
Tell me. Idaho? Idaho?
233 in Idaho.
Oregon? Mazaram?
Too lazy to even load a new number. See, the machines get that part wrong. They'll work that out, don't worry.
Trinidad and Tobago?
Yep.
Lithuania?
233.
Mm-hmm.
And she asks, is this a Masonic code word to attack that we're all cleared? No.
Saskatchewan?
They do that, too.
Not sure.
No, this is a robot. This is fake news. You look it up. I looked up the country. It's not even true. They just say that. They just load a machine.
Puducherry.
And then they know you trust local news, so they've already bought them all off. They just hit them with this.
Mm-hmm. So you can see where the news is coming from? Uh-huh. Okay.
West Virginia? Two, three, three.
This is in West Virginia. Channel 5 WDTV with that nice eye right there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hit pause again. See, I'm not saying it's the CIA. The first time I saw this like 10, 15 years ago was CIA has programs that write articles where you think humans are doing it, but they put it out and then it's distributed around the world by the CIA's information warfare system. And then, but they're having problems with numbers. And that's the thing is people see it. So a lot of articles I see now that are put on local news, they're just told take your news feed. Well, the globalists don't want to have to tailor that. So they just say, oh, there's 233 cases, and then it's all over the world. Everybody's told that's in your town, that's in your city. That's just the number they put in when they wrote it, and then it just repeats it out. It's very simple. Go ahead and finish it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is from there.
Asia Plus.
Okay. All right. Newsbreak. Uh-huh. Okay. In North Dakota. Okay.
All right, so we're out of time. She just goes on and on showing this all over the world. This is the globalist fraud. You see it, I see it. But let's just pull back. Fauci said 2 weeks ago, 99% of those ill and dying took the shot. All the real numbers came out. Israel, 95% dead and dying took the shot. Australia, same news. That's the real number. So real doctors reported, it just gets one newspaper. How do they counter that? They go, let's get 10,000 newspapers with the BS. And that's what they do. I mean, I've got family that was in South Africa on a cruise last year. They got delivered at their door an article saying I was bad and fake news. That's the level of this global information network attacking those of us who tell the truth. It's put out everywhere. Their answer to our truth is overwhelming us with just thousands of times the firepower. But if you learn, if you don't recognize the person and you don't recognize the info and you don't know that source, don't believe a damn thing you hear. Don't believe a word they say. All right, I got to about half the news I wanted to tonight. We got a guest host coming up. We got the lady murdered at the Capitol's husband on. We're really sorry for what happened to her, Ashley Babbitt. We're glad he's coming on. If your local station doesn't carry it, it should. Infowars.com/show, band.video. I'll be back tomorrow, absolutely ready to go 110%. I didn't get to all the clips of the CDC admitting. You know what? Let's play the CDC admitting. CDC had suddenly says vaccines don't protect you. So again, you took it for no reason. They go, oh, it makes you a little safer, but the number shows it actually makes you sicker. Let's play that clip going out. Then tomorrow I'll get to all the clips I didn't cover at 11 a.m. Central, but here it is.
Made in our guidance. So yes, they can with the Delta variant. And that was the reason that we changed our guidance last Tuesday. Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. So if you're going home to somebody who has not been vaccinated, to somebody who can't get vaccinated, somebody who might be immunosuppressed.
That's enough. So you're always dirty. You're always bad. You always got to have more shots. We're in control. We promise you this would make you free, but it doesn't. I mean, this is just, you're seeing evil people. And our weakness and our compliance and our submission has manifested the worst people on earth that'll do whatever some dirty corporation wants for power and control. But you can overpower them. And remember, resistance is victory. Resistance is life. Resistance is prosperity and joy. Submission is death and enslavement and shame and we've got to stop complying. They're trying to bring in the world government and the world ID and the forced inoculation and the depopulation. The people running it admit they want to kill you. And the main German doctor group says it's killing people. So let's not just stop these shots. Let's take our countries back and let's prosecute Bill Gates and Fauci and all the other criminals. And Trump backing these shots, he was ignorant then. He's not ignorant now. He better get on the right side of history or Donald Trump is going to become our enemy. All right, that's it for this hour. Sunday Live coming up now at band.video and infowars.com. Whatever you do, share those links. It's a revolutionary act. Thank you all, and God bless you. Thanks to the crew as well.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.